This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So this is a weird one, and I don't even... I know a couple of the details about this, and I'm...
It's his body.
Oh, boy. Candy?
Yai.
Why don't you tell us what's going on?
Okay, so I've been dating my boyfriend for 2.5 years now.
Okay.
And we live together. And he came home the other night, and out of nowhere, he had gotten his daddy part pierced.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He never had said a word to me about this. Never mentioned it. Didn't say, like, hey, babe, this is something I'm considering. And now he's all about it. He keeps going on and on about how much he likes it and plans on keeping it indefinitely.
Nice.
And it's not that I dislike it. I just feel like it seems really out of character. Like, he doesn't have any other piercings or tattoos or anything. So it just kind of feels like it came
That's
out of
That's a bold
nowhere.
First pierce.
Right?
Like, his ears aren't pierced. Yeah. His nose isn't
Zero
pierced.
0-60 and...
No, nothing.
His upper daddy parts aren't nothing. Okay. No tattoos.
No, this is the very first thing of any kind.
And what are you thinking then?
Were you mad that he didn't, like, bring it up before he got it done? Or does he have to consult with you?
I was more, like, shocked by it than anything. So to me, I'm just kind of wondering, like, why would he suddenly go from, you know, like, totally vanilla to getting this particular piercing? Like, is this a red flag of some sort?
Like, a red flag? I mean, do you want us to say it? Because I think you're asking the question. Because here's the thing. I've known women who their husband comes home or their boyfriend and suddenly rocks a move in the bedroom or does something and they're super pleased with it. And then like 24 hours later, they're like, wait a minute. He didn't know that move the last 6 months we've been making relations, and now he's got this move. Where'd he learn the move? He's obviously cheating. That's where the move came from.
Yeah.
Is that where your brain is with, like, his motivation to pierce his junk?
Yeah, and I hate to say it or even think it, but it just seems so out of nowhere that is kind of where my mind went.
Yeah, that's where my mind is, too.
Really?
Yeah. It seems to me that he's already hooking up with someone else, and she lives this type of tattooy lifestyle.
She's
and
like
all
a suicide
that,
girl. Kinda. She's all tatted up.
And now he sees this. Yeah, let me go ahead and try that.
But can't people have to get a first piercing? I'm trying to sell the other side.
I'm with you, dude. He went from...
Wouldn't it be like an ear, though?
You would think. That's what most...
Ear is pretty gauche right
but now. But he went to the top. There's not many piercings bigger than the one he just got.
No, I
That's
don't.
Top shelf.
I can't
That's,
think of any.
Right?
How is he? Oh God, I know you're already sharing so many details of your life, but how is he in the relations department? Is he good?
Oh, yeah.
But is he experimental? Does he like, or is he pretty?
I wouldn't say experimental, really. I feel like he has his standards and he performs well at those.
I'm just wondering if this wasn't him wanting to spice it up.
I see that. I would start smaller.
Right. It's like but, I'd go buy a toy together.
Yes.
Rather than.
Right. And then, and I hate thinking this too, but he went from 0-60. So I can't really explain that part, but.
It doesn't automatically mean he's cheating.
It doesn't. But what? Okay. Here's what I'd ask. He would probably consult you first, like, hey, I was thinking about getting this, or hey, I was thinking about doing this.
You already said, you tried to bring the feminism argument in earlier. It's his body.
Right. So if he was trying to cover something up, I think I would go ahead and clear it with you. Hey, I was thinking about getting this, so it doesn't look shady. But
So does his not clearing it mean he's
right?
We're doing reverse psychology. Does his not clearing it mean
too much? Yeah.
Right. We're all thinking too much because
I think he's been cheating. That's what
you really do.
Yeah. Because why else would he do this? He's never had anything like this. Yeah.
I guess.
What other reason?
I don't know.
What other reason?
I have a family member who has, as to my knowledge, no tattoos, no nothing, and he has that. And he just, from a very young age, he saw it on a film or he saw it in a picture or something, and he always wanted it. And one day when he was old enough, he just did it.
Was he married at the time or was he in a relationship?
He had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But it but I'll say this. He was very young and that's a crazy move. Like he was a late teenager, right? That makes sense. But a professional dude, I'm just trying to give him some sort of out because it could just be that he always wanted it and was like, you know what? I'm rock solid in my relationship with Candy. I'm going to go do it and surprise her with my junk pierce.
I'm not going to tell her. I'm just going to, assuming that you would like something like that.
Right. I would think that he would have at least like casually somehow brought it up in conversation to see if that's even something that I would be interested in.
That's why I think he's doing it for someone else.
We're gonna talk to other people who've had moves or junk piercings or other things.
Change their lifestyle drastically.
And does it automatically mean what we're all jumping to that conclusion?
I would suspect that, yeah.
I'm hoping we get enough people to tell you. No, it's
just chill
him.
Out. It's nothing.
It's him being adventurous.
So too.
I know.
Sorry, Candy.
You're going to have to talk to him about it regardless, but
let's get you some.
We're going to get you some help. Hang on right there. You really think there's no chance?
Dude, it's like out of left field. So severe.
Let me ask you this. If he had just brought home a toy unannounced and didn't like.
Yeah, that's a little milder.
But I guess it is. Although it's not. If he didn't discuss it.
Well, that's the thing. They didn't discuss like, hey, let's
all
spice
of a sudden
things
you're into
up.
Toys?
Right. If he would have brought home a toy out of the left field, it's still
the same thing.
A little bit. Not as severe.
Who'd you use a toy with and why are you trying to bring it into this relationship?
Or would you see this? What are you doing? Yeah. Or why can't a guy just introduce something new in the
background? I'm just trying something different.
Right.
But like Steve said, it's a huge jump. It's like he didn't just do a different clockwise swirl. Ka-chunk through his...
Da-da-da.
All right, well, if you can help Candy out at all, she wants to know, does the piercing on the junk mean something bad? Candy?
Yay.
You're not the Candy we were talking to a second ago, but what you do have advice for. What do you think?
Well, we think the women in the car that I'm riding home with, we believe that he may be exploring other sexualities, or he's maybe exploring his metro or feminine or gay side or bisexual side. And so she's either got to walk through this with him and be supportive or make a decision from there. But that could be just his little red flag or just not a red flag because it's not a bad thing, but it could just
be a huge red flag for a relationship. Because
it could be if she's not willing to go through that with him, but it could be just his way of raising the pole on that flag, so to speak.
So you guys had a little conversation and you get to be the one who talks to Slacker and Steve, huh? And it's the flagpole analogy.
It's the flagpole.
Hey, Candy, if your man thing was going to get one of these, you would appreciate the heads up at least, right? Or he doesn't have to have...
I would appreciate a heads up on that flagpole of that subject.
But he can do it if he wants. Even if you tell him that you don't like it or he can do whatever he wants, though.
I don't think that I would like my partner's appendage damaged in that way because it functions perfectly.
Okay.
So
they still function. It's just a weird. Right.
It's for her.
I guess that would be a conversation.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Thank you for the call, Candy. We appreciate you and your car mates, Daniel.
Yay!
Oh boy, what kind of advice do you have about pierced junk?
Okay, guys. Just because he got his stuff pierced doesn't mean that he's cheating automatically. I mean, he might not be cut out for Uber, but he might still have a side hustle. He could be gay for pay. He might be into porn. He might be a piercing model.
Wow.
There's all sorts of good reasons why a guy would do that.
Pretty much none of those are good for their relationship, though. So.
Well, you don't need to assume that he's cheating on her.
Okay. It's still a conversation he should have had. You can't go out and radically change the stuff.
His body is choice.
Yeah, it is still his choice. Ugh. Thank you for the call, Daniel. Playing the part of Steve today.
I guess so.
Will be Daniel. Kelly.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think maybe he's just exploring himself. And I had a roommate in college, and she was going in for her doctor degree, and she was real faithful to this guy, and she got her lady bits upstairs and downstairs pierced, and it wasn't because she was cheating or anything. She just wanted to explore herself sexually.
But did she at least like throw out the heads up? I mean, I guess her big problem was that there was zero warning. It's just like the next time you see it,
boom,
it's got a new paint job on it. You gotta, mm-hmm, you should know that.
That's true. I don't know if she told her boyfriend. She told me, but we live together. So
did she show you?
I was there when she had it happen. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Can I just ask, is it like some big biker dude? It's like tattoo shops. It's just some dude. And he's just like, all right, ta-kunk. Or do you go to Claire's Boutique and go, no, not the ear today. How do you get that done?
She scheduled it at a tattoo parlor and they took her into a private piercing room.
Okay.
Just 15 seconds later, it's done.
And she doesn't have to care if her partner likes it or not. She's keeping it. She likes it. And he
this
better get on
me.
Board. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
He liked it. So.
Okay.
I'm not into you. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. A lot of people really going down that gay angle. And that's. Did you think? I did not see that coming either. I didn't know. Any other advice you may or may not have for Candy? We're going to have to move this one over to the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.